very much chair for giving me the floor. On behalf of the NAM, we would like to state that we considered the latest proposed position by the EU and others, and we can say that it's good to have that we had agreed on most of the matters, but at the same time, we have this para 6 and para 8. I have to reiterate the position of the NAM that since the start of this session, we tried to keep the language on diverging matters to be technical and not to cause a problem for us to adopt these conclusions and recommendations by consensus. For this in mind, I have to state that this merged text delves into the substantial matters, and at the same time, it is the reflection of the unilateral position of some states in the opposition of the legally binding instrument and this notion of the right to development, rather than reflecting the balanced view of the all member states. And we kindly ask the other states to consider this proposal, that to keep this specific paragraph in a technical matter, and at the same time to keep their positions in paragraph 8, meaning that the working group took note that several states, including UK, including European Union and its member states, continue to engage and so on. And we would propose to keep that para 6 in a technical manner and to provide their position in paragraph 8. If it is not totally acceptable or this is not the case, let us know and we can maybe try to work something on the merged text. But the position of the NAM is to keep the diverging views on the technical manner in order to be agree and to keep their position in paragraph 8, as it was the case in the 20th session of the working group and the previous sessions. Thank you very much.